Cecil, your dog. I didn't know that you were really going to bring him over tonight.
Sure. That's why I'm a little late. Well, here he is.
Bring him on in the living room, and I'll see.
Come on, boy. Come on. Oh.
Where did you get the big rope around his neck, Cecil?
I'm going to get a chain tomorrow. Come on, boy. Get on your feet.
My goodness, but he's big. What makes him so clumsy, Cecil?
Oh, he's not clumsy.
Don't drag him, Cecil. Can't he walk?
Sure, he can walk. Come on, boy. Come on. Oh, I'll have to carry him. Come on here.
Oh, Cecil, what a funny-looking dog.
All right. Here we are now. Come on, get on, you dumb mutt.
Cecil, I thought you said he was smart.
He is. Just wait till you see the tricks I taught him.
What's his name, Cecil?
I'm going to call him Nero.
Oh, isn't there a piece of poetry about Nero, my dog has fleas?
I don't know. I think it's a good name. Aunt Bess suggested it.
What was the reason?
Oh, she made a smart crack.
What was it?
She said that it was a good name because he's fat and lazy.
He doesn't play a fiddle, does he?
Well, if he had hands, he could. He's smart enough.
He doesn't look very smart to me.
Good old Nero. Come on, stand up, Nero.
Listen to him beat his tail on the floor.
Look at him look at me. Oh, come on, you old mutt. Atta boy.
Aw, Cecil, don't let him lick your face.
Look, see how he likes me? Look at the look in his eyes. Look at his eyes. Did you ever see such faithful eyes?
Is he really smart?
Smart? Why, he can do anything.
So you're going to keep him?
I'd like to see someone stop me.
My goodness, what a big tail.
Someone should have cut it off when he was a puppy, but it's too late now.
I'll bet it gets tiresome carrying it around.
He's got good blood in him. You can tell by his ears.
I don't see any blood on his ears.
Oh, I mean the way he holds them. Put up your ears, Nero. Come on.
Cecil, look. He wags his tail. Sways his whole body.
You want to see him do some tricks?
Hadn't you better take that rope off of him first?
Yeah, I guess so. Get up, boy. Come on. Let's get this off.
You ought to buy him a collar as long as you've decided to keep him.
I am, when I can save enough money. Oh, I'm going to fix him up quick. Now, there you are, boy. Didn't like that rope, did you? He didn't like it. That's why he made me drag him instead of walking. That shows how smart he is.
Let's see him do tricks, Cecil.
Well, first I can make him beg for food. Have you got a piece of steak?
No.
Well, I can't make him beg unless I have something to make him beg for.
Well, I think we have some cool spinach out in the icebox.
I wouldn't make even a dog beg for that. Well, I guess I'll have to make him do something else.
Can he walk on his hind feet, Cecil?
Well, not yet. I'm training him now.
I just love to see dogs walk on their hind feet.
I've taught him to carry the newspaper out of the front yard in his mouth. He can fetch it now.
Not really?
Yeah. Get your newspaper and roll it up. Now make him get it for me.
Well, I haven't got a newspaper. Uncle Thomas didn't bring it. He stayed downtown tonight.
Well, how am I going to make him do any tricks if you haven't got anything?
Well, would a magazine do? Could he fetch a magazine in his mouth?
Oh, I don't think so. It's too big. Well, I'll have to make him do something else.
Oh, make him play dad.
All right. Now, Nero, dead dog, dead dog. There, see?
Oh, but Cecil, he didn't do anything. He didn't move. He's just lying there on the floor, not moving.
Sure, he's playing dead.
Oh, is that what he's been doing? I thought he was going to sleep.
When I finish training this dog, oh, it's going to be just too bad.
Can you make him go over in the corner and lie down?
Sure. Nero, get up, Nero. Here, come here, I'm talking to you.
He doesn't want to get up, Cecil.
He's not used to this house. Get up, Nero. Go over there in the corner. Come on, lie down.
Maybe he thinks you mean lie down here.
Wait. Nero, get up. Come on. What's the matter with you? Don't you want to show off?
I think he would rather sleep.
Now, wait. I'll make him do it. Here, stand up, Nero.
Don't pick him up, Cecil. Won't he get up when you tell him?
No. All right, Nero, old boy. Now, do what I say. See that corner? Now, I want you to go over there like a good dog and lie down. Do you understand?
Oh, look, he knows what you mean. He wagged his tail.
Sure. I told you he was smart.
Well, let go of him and let him do it.
All right. Nero, go over that corner now. Go on and lie down. No, not here. Over there. Look, Nero, go over in the corner and lie down. Go on. Here, Nero, look. That corner, see it? Now go on over there. Go on. I don't know what's the matter with him tonight.
Maybe he doesn't want to, Cecil.
Well, I'll make him do it yet. You have to be patient. You never get any place losing your temper.
Tell him in dog Latin.
He's just a little bashful in front of company.
Oh, am I company?
Nero, now look. Here, stand up. What's the matter with you? Now, see that corner? Now, I want you to go over there and lie down. Understand? All right. Now, go ahead. Go on. Don't stand there and look at me. Nero, get in that corner.
Oh, Cecil, isn't he sweet? Look at him look at you and wag his tail.
He knows what I want him to do. He's just being stubborn. Nero, go over in that corner. Now, go on.
Oh, Cecil, look. He opened his mouth. He's smiling at you. Oh, look at his nice pink tongue.
Don't pet him, Sally. He's got to carry out my orders. Get in that corner, Nero. Now, Nero, I don't want to have to hit you.
Oh, you ought never to hit an animal, Cecil. He doesn't know what you want.
He does, too. He does all sorts of tricks.
Well, make him do something else, then. He doesn't like the corner. Make him do something else.
Oh, all right. I'll make him go over in the corner and lie down later. Well, what else do you want to see him do?
Well, let's see now. Can you make him bark?
Sure, that's easy. Here, Nero, stop flopping down. Sit up. All right. Now speak. Come on, speak. Speak. Louder.
I didn't hear him at all, Cecil.
Nero, speak out loud. Speak. Nero, what's the matter with you? Speak, I say. I say, speak, Nero.
Yes, Rome is burning.
Oh, you crazy dog. What's the matter with you tonight? Didn't I feed you a whole lot? And this is how you act. Now speak.
Tell him what to say.
Nero, come here. Get up here. Now speak.
Oh, Cecil, don't. You stepped on his foot.
There you are. He spoke, see? What did I tell you? All it takes is a little patience.
Oh, you hurt him. You stepped on his foot.
Oh, no, I didn't. Here you are, boy. Nice old Nero. That's a good dog. Well, what else do you want to make him do?
Well, can he do anything else?
Look, Nero. Now, Nero, see, I've got your paw in my hand. Now we're shaking hands. Understand? Sit up.
Let go of his paw, Cecil. You're making him lose his balance.
All right. Now, I want you to do this with Sally. Hold out your hand, Sally. All right. Nero, give her your paw like I just showed you. Go on. Oh, for cat's sake, be stubborn. Come on, Sally. We'll leave him alone. Nero, I'm ashamed of you. A smart dog like you, refusing to show off.
Oh, Cecil, he looks like he's sorry. Poor Nero. Cecil, look where he's going. Where is he going? Why, look what he did, Cecil. He went over in the corner. Look, he's lying down.
There, see? What did I tell you? There, now. I told you he was smart. He just remembered that I told him to go over there in the corner and lie down a few minutes ago, and he's doing it. All you have to have is patience. That's a way to treat a dog. Good old Nero.